Yeah. I wanted to tell you that we got the indicated before the Congress meeting 2 o'clock that this is still sold up to the veto. Now, this is partially what it creates in province and business community. Because they'll see that they'll be told when you go down to 2. But on the other hand, I'm convinced that I have no choice in the veto and give it as a political thing. If for no other reason, it would totally disarm our Republicans who fought. And that's another reason. The second point is that if we are going to be doing, I think the thing to do is not to play coy, but to let them know right away so that we start letting them attack us on the basis that this is terrible and central and this and that. But also, what's the responsibility on the Democrats for screwing the tax law? The third thing is that this will require a massive effort on the part of your people to get on these the Democrats and say, for Christ's sake, don't risk a veto. We've got to have this bill passed. And now, I'm working to say, it'll be a straight out of the second time. Thank you. the market's up because I'm in my new property, and this is a combination of things, like red weekend stories and the economy was, had a lot of restraint, and they also, the international property, but that affects things, and you can't have all these meetings going on, and it's going to get settled. So that makes the gold wires and the rest of it, you know, down. Well, even on employment claims, I know I've got others, but. They have to adjust. December, this is December. Actually, they have to adjust the years.
Thank you.
Is that, I would like to take your last sentence here and top of page two and put it immediately after the preservation of political parties. When you talk about the due action law, no future president will enjoy a proper and sufficient memory credit.
All right, I'll put that right after proliferation of political parties. If I may indicate my thought there, Mr. President, during the deliberations about the constitutional amendment to change the way we select the president, authorities generally agreed that 40% was the minimum on popular votes, and that everybody agreed that if you got below 40%, there should be a runoff, because otherwise you couldn't govern effectively. So if they say to me, well, didn't President Nixon have a minority? I said, yes, so did Jack Kennedy, and so did Harry Truman. The question is govern effectively, and it's generally considered, as I remember as a member of the Judiciary Committee of the House, and when we consulted with constitutional experts throughout the country, they felt that a president ought to get at least 40% of the votes, and this sort of an idea will produce probably 35% presidents. How about we run a real danger that no future president would enjoy a
popularity?
Give away what would be the big gun that you that we're talking about you firing after the free degree is to indicate that I'm not going to. That I know the president feels strongly about his tax proposals. There are several steps down the road. I'm not going to
several steps down the road, but I'm going to speculate about what the political process will be. But the president believes that the Congress can
government
and should act responsibly.
Right.
And the president is going to make whatever actions is taken away, maybe that's not even a way out.
just then, you know, state that the president's committed to a tax bill and concentrate his efforts on paying the tax bill, which is the means of satisfaction. There's no question about that.
And I think it was.
That holds the question out there without, and I would say that this Congress must not adjourn.
I believe this Congress must not adjourn until it has passed a responsible tax relief bill, which will, a responsible tax relief bill, which will provide needed jobs for the, which will provide needed new jobs
for a proper
and act.
But one day, I'm sorry, when the capacity goes up again.